degrees with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is a place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Try Biggie's Famous Fried Chicken every Thursday or Sunday. Biggie's has what you are looking for this Lenten season. Come out every Friday during Lent for Jack Salmon and Stuffed Flounder. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is a place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just 2 blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
FM.
KC barbecue sauce.
Sounds okay. Hey, is there still a? Wasn't there a, like on Lindbergh a place called Casey Masterpiece?
Yes.
Casey Masterpiece.
Yes.
Is it still around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It was pretty good. I think, though, it was like mostly the sauce. You're like eating a bunch of sauce with some barbecue because the sauce was pretty good. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the first day of spring. That became official about 14 minutes ago. The March 20th edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there for 46 years, and I've talked about it a lot, and I'm going to do about it again. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, the man who decided to come back home. A lot of times young people will stray. They'll wander from home thinking, I'm going to go on an adventure and seek a new life. But he soon realized, no, his birthplace, which is the United States of America, is where he should be. So after 19 years in Great Britain, he decided to come home. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day.
Bill Cleveland is not in the studio. He told me where he was, and I have no memory, and I don't know. We'll find out.
He told
out,
me
I guess.
Too, and I can't remember either. But I'll find out.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. That's you'd think one of us would remember.
I know.
A couple of brain tumors.
When you get him on the phone, when you get him on the phone, ask him, and tell him we're sorry we don't remember. And then his feelings will be hurt because he'll think nothing about him is memorable. Sort of right. So let's see. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, I'm sorry. Stepped on it. Say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you've been thinking about when you would like to retire, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650.
So if you're thinking about retiring or changing jobs, what do you have to do?
Call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And who do you ask for when you call there?
Mark or Jason. Mark Reardon or Jason Becker.
That makes sense to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very possible that this next participant in the show may add yet another item to his resume. As you know, he was a night cook at Denny's and a door-to-door knife salesman, a Busch Stadium beer vendor, a roller skating rink DJ. You also know he's now head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He's an author. Maybe also added to all this present-day activity will be TV star.
Whoa.
It's possible. It's possible. But there is one other thing he currently does. What is it? I can't remember. Just like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And in my 2 months as a door-to-door knife salesman, I twice had people give me a $20 bill just to leave their house while I was making a presentation.
Can I tell you, there's a lot to be said for that. If you could pay people to just get rid of you, what a great way to make money.
Like to say a big hi and thanks to Matheny Heating and Cooling since 1942. 77 years of an A-plus solid reputation in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. Don't take my word for it. Check out their excellent reviews on Yelp, Google Plus, Angie's List, and others. They specialize in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Give them a call, 314-727-9000, or check out everything they offer at MathenyHeatCool.com.
We love Matheny Heating and Cooling, and you love them too. And why? Well, you remember when, what's her name, Nancy Kerrigan said, why? Yeah. Why would you call anybody else if you're AM and the PM? And the answer is you won't. Not if you're really AM and the PM. You'll call Matheny Heating and Cooling. That's who Hebe uses. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's never used anybody but Matheny. I'll tell you who would use Matheny if she were around. Bernice, but she's in heaven.
You're also kind, Dan.
Rat Boy uses Matheny Heating and Cooling, and if you remember, I believe it was last fall, he was having trouble. One of the vents seemed to be stopped up, and then Matheny came out and discovered it had been clogged up with somebody had dropped. What'd you drop in?
Cheese.
Yeah, had a bunch of cheese clogging it up. But they found it, and they fixed it. Bruce Limprist uses Matheny Heating and Cooling. It's important that the temperature be kept just perfectly because instruments, some of them are very delicate, and Bruce stores a lot of sophisticated instruments. It takes those instruments to play great polka music, like the music you're hearing now. Give it up, please, if you love it, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Do we know where Bill is yet?
No. I was going to get him on the phone when you were in the middle of
talking.
You've
got like a minute to do that,
Have you seen this story, Frank? This is perfect Playhouse material while he gets Bill ready. About this Abilene Christian basketball coach that made it to the NCAA tournament. And they play Kentucky tomorrow night. Did you see the story about what he's going to do during the game tomorrow night?
No.
He ripped his pants in the buttocks during their Southland Conference Tournament Championship game. And the school's in Abilene, Texas, and I mean, he ripped them from waist to to, what do you call that thing there, limey down there between the...
Taint?
The taint. The taint. Waste of taint. I mean, there's
can
a nice
I guess where this is going to go, and I don't know the story, he's going to wear them for good luck or something?
Whoa, yeah. Yep.
That's what he's
is
doing.
Is that it?
That's correct. He's going to wear these pants on live TV tomorrow night when they take on Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, and he didn't
well, and
get
obviously he'll have underwear on, so it's not going to be, oh, we saw his, you know, but I think that's funny. I think that's very funny. I don't believe in superstition, but hey,
he says it is what it is. We're going to be who we are and go out and embrace it.
All right.
Good for him. It's like when a cat runs out on the field and the team wins, and I don't believe in any of that stuff, but it's fun. It's fun for people.
I believe in Riley Squirrel. I will say that.
Well, you can believe in it all you want to. I think it's bunk, but I think if people have fun with it, it doesn't hurt anybody, and no harm done. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. We had a listener who, I'll read you the email. It's the same listener that wrote me an email a day or two ago.
Who's it from?
Anita Pecker.
Oh, yeah.
Again? Anita, wow. She likes
Anita
email.
Pecker. Mm-hmm. She wrote back, she says, Frank, I failed to mention to you in my last email that I feel so horrible and am paying the price for not taking your advice about Ballast Dental Care. I went to another dentist in the St. Louis area, and they pulled all of my teeth, all of them. Come to find out they had had the wrong records. It was somebody else's teeth that were supposed to be.
No! Mm.
And then when I complained about it, and I could barely complain because I could hardly talk, I didn't have any teeth, the dentist said, why don't you shut the hell up? And then he jammed a chloroform rag in my mouth and sexually molested me.
Oh, God. Okay, you took it too far.
And then when I reached for a phone, he broke both of my arms. Oh. Frank, I will never go there again. I should have listened to you and gone to Ballast Dental Care. P.S., this is a true story. Well, see, there you have it, folks. Sometimes going to the wrong dentist can be very painful. It can. Now, that's a true story, according to Anita. I have to take her word for it. This part is true. I've gone to Ballast Dental Care for 46 years. I don't believe I have ever felt any pain. I'll tell you the most, and it's not even uncomfortable, the closest to discomfort I ever came was one time I had to have a, you know, they make that impression and you bite into that clay. You ever done that? And it makes an impression of your teeth. And that just felt gooey and weird. That's it. I've had to ask if they gave me a Novocaine shot. I've actually had to say, when are you going to give me the shot? And they said, well, we just did. I didn't feel it. Now, I can't say that every single thing that will be done to everybody, there won't be a tiny, tiny little... I don't know what you need done, but I'm going to tell you this. I truly believe there's not another dental clinic that's any more professional, that's has it's more better educated, has better equipment anywhere, but more importantly, I don't think there's anywhere, and I know there's not, that has the staff. They'd have to clone the people. They can't have the staff at Ballast Dental Care, and that's a big part of what makes the difference, how they treat you, how they handle your anxiety, and eliminate any future anxiety or fear you might have. It is possible to go to the dentist and walk out thinking, not only do I not dread coming back here, I kind of look forward to it. Sounds crazy to people who've never had that happen, but it doesn't sound crazy to the patients at Ballast Dental Care. And if you're not one, make an appointment. Just make the first appointment. Whether you were in a dentist's chair 6 months ago or 16 years ago or 26 years ago, make the appointment. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Okay, Dan, just put it on the screen. Now I remember. He did tell me he's in Carlisle, Illinois, not very far away. A great little community, by the way. Carlisle. That's where Bill Cleveland is, and he's brought to you by Window World. Don't forget the trivia night, May 18th. Still taking bids to sit with us at our table of 10. There are six of us, room for four more. If you're interested, shoot us some money. May 18th, Window World. More at windowworldstlouis.com. From Carlinville, Illinois,
Carlisle.
Bill Cleveland. I'm sorry. That's right. Hey, hold on. Stop me. Edit that out. That sounded stupid. Edit. There is a Carlinville, but that was a mistake. Edit that out.
Radio edit.
The audience has never heard me make a mistake. I don't want them to start now.
Kind of sounded stupid, but...
Well, they won't hear it, though. It's edited out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From Carlisle, Illinois, home of Lake Carlisle.
It's Carlinville.
Stop. That was just flat out stupid. Edit that out.
Radio edit.
You know, he's probably no longer even in Carlisle. He's probably gone by now.
He's in Cahokia now.
Yeah, he's in Seattle by now. Ladies and gentlemen, from Carlisle, Illinois, Bill Cleveland.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm still here.
I've been there many times.
You may not know this, but the town was named after somebody actually very famous, the famous comedian George Carlisle. Remember?
Oh, boy.
Let him feel the burn. Let him feel it.
Wow. Hold on.
Okay, now I'm in Seattle.
Hey, Frank, again. Texter just sent over a text saying, I'm not wearing any underwear and wanted to say hi to Frank and the show. So, may our texter.
Is that a female?
I'm hoping so.
I sent that.
Are they from the 314?
Yeah, that is for a texter from the 314, Dan.
Well, then it's not Bill, because Bill's in the 618, so they couldn't be Bill. He's in Carlisle, which is 618.
That's true.
Is Lake Carlisle within your view? Can you see it?
It not only is it in my view, it's about, I would say, 150 feet away. I'm right there.
That's a big lake for sailboat people. It's a shallow lake. It's not a deep lake, but sailboaters love that lake.
Good story, Frank.
Well, it is a good story if people like sailing.
It's a good story. I'll be honest, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of really great experiences doing this travel thing. One thing that I have never done and I really would like to do is go on a sailboat. I have never been on a sailboat.
I'm not a sailboat person because it's a lot of work. Go with somebody who knows what they're doing, because if you don't know how to harness the wind and how to do the jib and the whole thing, it's a lot of work. That's my only problem with it. I like to turn the key, push the throttle and go. But sailing is interesting, and there's an art to it and a lot of physics. And while you're there, make that known, and I'll almost guarantee you somebody go, Bill, you come back here, the weather gets a little warmer, we'll take you sailing, because a lot of people sail on that lake.
Is that thing on the sailboat named after Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida?
Oh, dear God.
Don't give him a rim shot for that.
Where's the crickets?
How come he got a rim shot, but I didn't?
I got the crickets. I tried breaking up costumes.
Here, Bill,
well.
I'll give this to myself.
Good Lord. I can see Carla. In fact, I just sent a picture to Trevor. It looks like it's about to... What? The weather forecast says no rain, but it is pretty nasty looking outside. Just on the horizon, man, you can see these incredibly dark clouds. So hopefully that doesn't affect what I'm doing tonight.
That's funny to me every single time. Hey, why are you there? Tell us that first.
So I am in Carlisle because I have a new book out. It's called Driving Across America, and starting another book tour. And this town, this, like you were talking about earlier, this small little town, these are just the nicest people. And so I told them that when I had another book come out, I would come here first. And so I held up my end of the word. And so this is my first stop on my new book tour. And so we're having an event tonight at their local library. We talked about this briefly last night, Frank, and you said you had done an event here in Carlisle. And it's about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes east of St. Louis. And so they get a lot of the St. Louis radio stations. I was trying to listen to the station on the way over. It was okay. I heard for the most part, I was able to listen on the way over, the drive over. But they treat you, and, you know, certainly none of us are big, huge celebrities or whatever, but the people in this small, they treat you like you are a big deal here. Yeah. And they're very, very nice. They're in their local paper to promote this thing tonight. They had like two full pages, like full size pages in the newspaper.
Wow.
with the cover of the book and a nice write up and everything. So I'm really looking forward.
Right.
To
Did
it.
They mention this show?
Yeah, well, St. Louis radio show, the Frank Opinion show.
No. Okay, okay. All right, good. Good. That's good.
They're super, super nice. And so what I'll do is, and I do this at all of my events, I have a video that I share, some of my video segments. But in between, I basically tell stories about traveling across the country. Most of them are, kind of humorous, talk a little bit about traveling with my dad, going to different places, really try to hit home the fact that, as I travel around and I meet people of all different walks of life, whether they are liberal or conservative or hippies or whatever. Yeah, for the most part, 99% of the people that I run into are good, decent, genuine people, and that is a fact that sadly is lost on a lot of folks when they are watching the news and hearing stories about everybody being at each other's throats. And I'm here to tell you that when I travel around, that's really not what I see. I see people who are living their lives and are just, being decent folks. And so that's kind of one of the things I talk about. I will tell you what I'm probably most excited about, quite honestly. This is not too far away from Breeze, Illinois. You've heard of Breeze, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah, and so they have, now you've heard of Ski Soda, I'm sure, S-K-I.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. It's like a lemon lime.
Like a Mountain Dew type of soda. That I'm not a huge fan of, but they do have a soda. It's called Lucky Dog Cola, and I don't know what to compare it to necessarily, but it has to be my favorite soda ever. It is the best tasting soft drink. Oh my goodness, that's good.
Is it like a Coke or a root beer or a 7-Up, or what's it like?
I would say it's similar to a Coke, but it's a little lighter. Coke tends to be kind of like, whoa, you take a swig of it and it's a little bit lighter than a Coke, and it's just really good. I will buy some hopefully tomorrow when I leave. I'll bring some to the station to try.
How far is Keysport, Illinois? That's close, right?
That I don't know. I don't know. What's the Keysport?
I'm thinking it's pretty close. Find out, and if it is, have somebody run you over if they still have this restaurant there. When I was there, they brought me some fried buffalo strips. Buffalo is a fish like a carp that most people don't eat. But I'm going to tell you something. The way they prepared it in strips and fried, it was as good as crappie. It was fantastic.
Wow.
So find out how far Keysport. If
I've never heard of a buffalo fish before.
Yeah.
Buffalo, I haven't either.
And I'd never eaten it, but whatever they did to it, it was really good. And for those who don't know what we're talking about who've never been over there, I used to go a lot of places. I never wanted to, but I did it for the money. I just be honest with you. I have a terrible stage fright, and every once in a while I would go somewhere, and like Bill said, they not only made me feel welcome, it was embarrassing. And it was like John Travolta had come to town or something, and I almost wanted to say, hey, maybe there's a mistake. It's just me. But they had a way of making you feel actually more important than you really were. And that's what I remember about that part of the country, Keysport and over
there. It's 15 miles
and
from where Bill is.
Keysport, yeah, I knew
it was
pretty close.
It's only 15 miles. They're both right on the Carlisle Reservoir.
Yeah, yeah. They were really, really... And I told Bill when I went over there a million years ago, they asked me if I could come a little early. It was a parade, I think. It was a Grand Marshal. They'd come a little early and meet some people. I said, sure. So I got there real early. And they said, well, because we knew you were coming earlier, they had a home for me on the lake, gave me the key, and said, here, if you need to take a shower or take a nap. I said, no. They said, well, here's the key anyway. And I felt like I was obligated. So I just went over there and sat in a chair and looked out the window at the lake for about an hour and left. I mean, they were so nice.
Well, that's funny you say that. So I'm sitting in a hotel, which is right on the lake here, same sort of deal. I thought, well, I don't need to stay. I can, go back home. It's only an hour away. No. We absolutely insist. So here I am. I'm just going to stay for the night, and I'll leave tomorrow in the morning. But, yeah, incredibly, incredibly nice. The one thing I'll mention before I leave here, though, the hotel, you can always tell when you're in a smaller town and in smaller town hotels and everything is fine. It's clean. It's comfortable. No problem. But you look at, so they have a little, you know, a little notepad like most hotel rooms do. But instead of a pen, they have a mechanical pencil. Can I tell you, I have not used a mechanical pencil in probably 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
like, did you put the kind you put lead in?
Like one of the clickers?
Yes. And I,
no way.
Yes,
oh,
and
my goodness.
I needed to write something down. It took me four times to figure out how to write without breaking the lead off. So I don't even know if there's any left in here. So that was.
Let me ask you this. When I was there, did they do this for you? When I was there and I walked in that house they had for me, they also provided me with two of the most beautiful women. One was Miss Keysport from 19 whatever, and the other was Miss Carlisle. Did they give you
1926.
A couple of women? Oh, you know what? You know what? Yeah, that's real funny. Real funny.
Man.
She was 80 years old.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So they didn't provide that? Well, I guess they liked me better because they gave me a couple of hot chicks.
Well, I
was over there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there were three girls waiting for me, but I...
Oh, three? Okay.
I have too much work to do. Too much work to do to deal with that. So, but I'll keep you posted. Tomorrow I'll tell you a little bit about how hopefully it goes well. It looks like the weather's going to hopefully hold up and hopefully we'll have some nice folks. And, yeah, it'll be fun. I really enjoy doing these things. I'll do a couple in April, I know, in the St. Louis area, one in Chesterfield and one in, I guess it's Afton, whatever, the Grants View Public Library there. And they're a lot of fun. So hopefully folks will come out and we'll share travel stories and kind of get people inspired to hop in the car and drive across the country. So having said that, I'm Bill Cleveland, literally on the road and on 590 The Fan.
That's actually the live microphone of the crowd waiting to see him.
those are the two women,
you know,
they got for him.
If I could pull this off and get to somebody over there before this thing tonight, I would pay them to just stand up if Bill takes questions and say, I just wanted you to know, Mr. Cleveland, that my grandkids still love watching you in that role as Pinocchio.
Oh, my God.
Oh man. Yes, that's right. We're mean and cruel to each other. That's just the only way we know how to roll. Scott Sherman is in tomorrow. Just a heads up, if you have any legal questions, 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman, attorney at law, will be here to take your calls and help you and educate all of us, as he usually does. I keep seeing Robert Kraft now. He's turned down the offer for a plea deal.
Yeah. That man's an idiot.
No, yeah, it's the same thing as pleading guilty. That's no deal.
Yeah.
No, I'm with him. It's saying I'm guilty to a crime. He didn't bring the women in and put them into prostitution. The guy's wife died. Everything I read about him, he seems to be a pretty okay guy. Should this be his legacy, that he got an HJ or something and a massage? I mean, come on.
I think it's great just because he owns the Patriots. No, and then you have him.
Well, that's the only reason
Brady.
It's news.
Look,
that's the only reason it's news.
My thing is would I get the same treatment if I went in there, got an HJ or a BJ, and then got caught? Would I be given the same treatment where they're just like, all right, well, take this course, and then, you know, you're free to go. Just don't do it again.
No one gets the same treatment. No one gets the same treatment as people with money. You have
exactly.
Options
so then,
when you have money and good attorneys, but yes, they may have very
punished.
Well said, take a plea deal. He should be punished? How severely should he be punished? A lonely guy whose wife is dead, who really doesn't want to find some gold digger at a bar who might know who he is, and he just wants a little relief. How much should he be punished for that?
I say either all of the zippers should be stitched up on his pants, or he should do like 30 days of trash pickup on the side of the street wearing one of them orange vests and just being like, you know, hey, I'm the owner of the Patriots.
But
sorry
if you
for
stitch
cheating.
Up his zipper, he won't be able to go to the bathroom.
Now,
so
I will give you this. He probably should have known that handing her a $100 bill for whatever she did was illegal. Okay. And he should pay a fine, get probation or whatever. But I don't know that this should be the only thing the guy's known for. And right now it is. Of course they know he's the Patriots owner, but this is sort of the big news now. There's a picture that was in the paper this morning, USA Today, and it is of Duchess Kate and Queen Elizabeth. And Queen Elizabeth is in one of those three same outfits she always wears, either the blue or the peach colored hat and coat and purse.
With that round hat.
Is it the orange one?
Yeah, the round hat with that colorful long dress or coat and that purse. And it's always that same kind of big purse. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking about something. I guess the single most important accessory to any woman is a purse. A purse is a big deal to women. Such a big deal, they have to have like 70 of them. And I don't think men, we don't, there's nothing like that that we have to have with us. Really? I mean, some guys don't even, I don't carry a wallet. I carry
money.
I have
12 wallets that I
No, I have one wallet. Well, I was just going to say,
I have one wallet.
There's no guy that buys that. You just said yesterday that you have 70 guns, but then that's completely different than a handbag.
I'll take it a goofy
step
further.
It's not an accessory that I carry with me.
I sleep with my phone. My phone and my two dogs sleep with me. It's like if I don't have my phone within arm's reach at all waking hours of the day, I panic.
Yeah.
That's different. And women can't say, well, we need a purse to put stuff in. It's not about putting stuff in. It's an accessory. It's a statement. It's for other women to see, ooh, look, a Louis Vuitton purse. It's just interesting to me that whoever was the first person to come up with the purse idea, wow, bingo, jackpot. I mean, how could they ever have known how big a deal this would be to women? And I get it. I get it. A woman could not go out for the whole day or an evening and not have something to put their stuff in. They have to have lipstick and powder, and then they might have to have that monthly stuff in there, depending. You know, I get it.
They have different sizes.
And listen to this. The history of purses dates back more than 5,000 years. A man known as Atsi the Iceman, who is Europe's oldest natural mummy, mm-hmm. was found in the Alps in 1991 with a handbag next to his body.
Really?
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Well, he must have been gay back then to have a handbag.
Right, exactly.
Like
a gay mummy.
What's in there? Rocks.
Rocks on my lipstick.
A condom.
Rocks and condoms. Out of sheepskin.
Oh, there's a great condom limerick.
You got time to sing it?
Something about, no, I would never. Something about using a sock to put on your, it rhymes with sock. I mean, it's a pretty dirty one. This joke, to do this right, really does require a little time. So I'm going to make sure Mr. Evans gets his time, and I do the joke justice. So let's just let the ladies come in. Ladies, get in, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm not kidding. Like six people in the last 2 months have said it's time for this joke again. And I will admit, the first time I heard this joke, which was years ago, I thought, okay, this is a Hall of Famer. It's a story of a guy who walks into a cafe for the first time. He's never been in there. And the waitress comes over and says, what do you have? And he says, well, I'm not familiar with your... What do you serve? She says, let me get you a menu. She gets a menu. She says, just take a moment, I'll be back. So he looks over the menu, and she comes back, and he says, I see here the special of the day is meatloaf. She says, oh, yeah, we're pretty famous for that. He said, well, I'm pretty picky about meatloaf. My grandmother's meatloaf was the best I ever had. She says, well, that's interesting, because this is the owner's grandmother's recipe. He says, does it have onions and bell peppers in it? She said, in fact, it does. He said, and don't tell me, like a little bit of chili powder? She said, yes, it does. That's exactly how it's made here. He goes, hmm. And then he looks further down and goes, I have a ham sandwich. She says, okay. So she brings him a ham sandwich. Next day, the guy comes in again. She says, oh, good to see you back. He said, can I have a menu? She said, sure. She hands him a menu. He's looking at the menu, and he says, this part here where it says, Mama's Fried Chicken, what would that mean, Mama's Fried Chicken? She says, well, it means the fried chicken is made the way the owner's mama used to make it. He said, how's that? She said, well, it's, first of all, we skin the chicken. We fry the chicken with no skin. He goes, that's the way my grandma did it. It's so much better. He said, I hope it's not undercooked. I can't stand biting into chicken. It's kind of like juicy and pink. She says, oh, no. It's cooked perfectly. Not undercooked, but not bone dry. And he says, well, please tell me that it comes with mashed potatoes and gravy. She said, oh, it does. And then he looks further down on the menu and goes, I have a ham sandwich. So she gets him a ham sandwich. He comes in the next day. He says, apparently this is hamburger special day. You have a special on hamburgers. She says, yeah, that we do. He says, I hope it's not like all bun and very little meat. She says, our hamburgers are 3/4-pound hamburgers. The finest ground beef that you can buy anywhere, and they're reasonably priced. And you can have it any way you want with anything you want. He said, including Vidalia onion, because that's the only onion that I want on a hamburger. She said, absolutely. He says, I'll have a ham sandwich. Fourth day comes in. Now, she sees him coming across the street, so she takes a marker, and she just scratches out ham sandwich right off the menu. He sits down, says, give me a menu. She does. He looks at it. She says, well, what do you have? And he looks confused. She says, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw you coming across the street, and right before you got here, I scratched your favorite thing. He said, really? Well, wash your hands and make me a ham sandwich.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Mako. Volume east and westbound 70 heading into Lucas and Hunt. Westbound 64 on the brakes at Van Deventer. You're heavy westbound 44 past Hampton. Crowded southbound 270 64 to Doherty Ferry. Slow eastbound 270 as you head through Lindbergh. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Lodge Morning Show in the afternoon.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is the place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Try Biggie's Famous Fried Chicken every Thursday or Sunday. Biggie's has what you are looking for this Lenten season. Come out every Friday during Lent for Jack Salmon and Stuffed Flounder. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is the place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just 2 blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
He's got all the time in the world today. He's going to be real happy. You watch. How much more time do I have? Like 3 minutes and it'll be out of material. Well, we'll find out, I guess. He's Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other. If you've never been there, you know where Chesterfield Valley is? Of course you do. You get off at Boone's Crossing. Off of 40, or if you like to call it 64, and then take Chesterfield Airport Road east. And when you get past almost all the other stuff, on the right, there they are. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Busy, busy, busy because they're real good. You will need reservations. You will absolutely need reservations for dinner. I don't care what night you go. You can't go Monday night because they're closed only on Monday. I do reservations for lunch because that's pretty busy too, and that's what happens when you have really great food and service. You get busy. Now, when you do dine at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. This will be a discovery that you will be glad you made, and you'll go back again. You will. Gift cards. Today, let's just take today. Today is somebody's birthday. Today somebody got a raise. Somebody got a job. Somebody got accepted to the school. On and on and on. Any day is a great day for gift cards to Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market, and they sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Now present, Mike Evans. That was a nice, long slurp.
I got a nice buzz right now.
God, this should be a good segment.
Yeah, because some days I don't have a buzz. Sometimes I'm starting to get a buzz. But today I have just a real nice buzz.
And some days are diamonds and some days are stone. John Denver.
I'll be darned.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's spring.
Thank you.
Hey, it's spring, first day of baseball season. You got to love that, spring. And that reminds me of my favorite movie, Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Mel Brooks.
1967, Mel Brooks, Gene Wilder, the producers. Was that a great movie?
I tried to watch it, and I couldn't get through it. I didn't
like it. Oh, my God.
One of my favorite movies. Okay.
I love that movie. One of my favorite movies. Better than Blazing Saddles. Another Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks.
Wow.
Collaboration. This week's pop quiz theme, celebrities and college. Yeah, I know. This is the theme. We do it all week. All of these stars went to college, but name the name of the celebrity who earned a master's or doctorate degree. John Krasinski. John Legend. Lisa Kudrow. Art Garfunkel.
I'm confused. Is it master's or doctorate? When you say which one of these are
well,
the master's?
Well, some are master's,
or
some are doctorates. So I'll tell you which one it was at the end of the report.
But but are we supposed to guess more than one person? I don't understand.
No, just one person. One of these people, only one of these people got a master's or a doctorate. The other ones never finished college. All went to college.
Or they got a bachelor's or something.
I'll make it, if you know what? All right, fine. This person actually got a master's degree, not a doctorate.
Okay.
Does that give you a better idea who it is?
That's easier. Yeah, got it. No, not who it is, but it's easier to follow. Got it.
The Wednesday profile, things you didn't know today. Our profile is on Tommy Maypother. You know Tommy Maypother?
Who's that?
Nope.
No.
It's Tom Cruise. That's his real name, Maypother.
Oh, wow. All right.
From 8 to 14, Tom went to a seminar, wanted to be a priest, but at 14, his mom and dad had a knockdown, drag out, police called, divorce, and he left the seminar right after that. Tom dated a lot of women, but married three times, but said besides his wife, there's one other woman that he was madly in love with and would have married if she would have married him, and that was Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They lived together for 2 years. Also, they were in the same movie, Vanilla Sky, which he said was the best movie he ever made, Vanilla Sky.
You know he took a lot of abuse as a kid. One, he's short, and two, that name, Maypother, sounds kind of like MF-er a little bit.
It does, doesn't it? Hey, Maypother.
Maypother.
Yeah. Very strange. If you're a Scientologist, you can't hang out with people that are not Scientologists. But Tom Cruise says his best friend is Sean Penn, which I find very unusual. Tom Cruise flies stunt planes for a hobby. He actually got hooked on Scientology because he said it completely cured him of severe dyslexia. That's
right.
What got him started. That's what he said. And Tom probably, as one single actor, has worked with more great Hollywood directors than any other star. He's worked under Stanley Kubrick, Martin Scorsese, Brian De Palma, Francis Ford Coppola, Oliver Stone, Steven Spielberg, Michael Mann, Robert Redford, Rob Reiner, Ridley Scott, Cameron Crowe, and others. He's worked with every great director that's been alive in the 20th century.
Tom Cruise said his dyslexia was cured by Scientology and with help from the almighty dog.
That's funny.
I like that. That's a good one, huh? Thank you. Tommy, that's a good one for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And now you know more about Tommy Maypather. Odds and ends, Snoop Dogg has agreed to perform at the Illinois State Fair, but insists on three things. One, he wants a double-wide 1,500-square-foot trailer right next to the stage. Two, he wants steak and lobster to feed 30 people. Three, he will only perform if he can smoke pot on stage. Well, last time I checked, marijuana was still illegal in Illinois.
It is.
Not for him.
So I don't know if that's going to work. The FDA have confirmed and they've developed a new anti-postpartum drug that is very expensive, but they say it works. Few patients are being allowed to take it right now. And is it
true?
One person that's taking it is Hayden Panettiere. Who I really like her. I got to meet her and talk to her during a party that Barack Obama had for the Hawaii contingency the night of his inauguration.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was invited to a party with the president at the time.
Chef.
Yeah, pretty good. Now tonight is the super moon. Only happens every 19 years, and the big lottery. So I'd like to make a deal. I bought five tickets. I'd like the people there at the station to buy five tickets in the studio. If I win, I'll give you $5 million. If you win, give me $5 million. And if that does happen, then tomorrow will be our last show together.
For Powerball?
No, I'm keeping my money. I'm keeping all my money.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
I'm out.
Well, if I had your money, I wouldn't need to win the lottery.
I don't even have my money.
Okay.
I used to have my money. 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Oh, man, I got so much more. You know, you're missing out on some really great
show. Never fails. Never fails.
And finally, I guess. I don't know. If you've never seen it, okay, here we go. Who has the Masters? Who got a master degree in college? John Krasinski, John Legend, Lisa Kudrow, Little Artie Garfunkel. All right.
I'm going to go with John Legend.
Oh, I'll go Art Garfunkel.
Lisa Kudrow.
I'll go Kudrow. I've always heard she's supposed to be very smart. Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow went to Vassar College. You got an AA. John Legend went to the University of Pennsylvania. Got a bachelor's degree in music. John Krasinski also got a bachelor's degree at Brown University. However, Art Garfunkel earned a master's degree in advanced mathematics at Columbia University.
Time's up.
I got a
Now, I told him he had like 10 seconds, and he just kept talking. And see, now the dilemma. Randy Newman is singing the song. I'm a professional. I like to be out. It's called Hit the Post. You know, when the vocal starts, you're out, and the music comes up, and he's singing. And now, that's all messed up, thanks to Mike Evans. Now, I have to talk over the guy. So, here's what I'll say. Thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget, Scott Sherman will be here tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Get your legal questions ready, and he will help you at no charge. He is an attorney at law. Also, please thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dude. This is 590 The Fan. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump continues to lash out at the late Senator John McCain. Visiting an Army tank plant in Ohio today, Trump claimed that he approved the kind of funeral that McCain wanted and didn't get a thank you. He added, "That's okay, we sent him on the way, but I wasn't a fan of John McCain." The Arizona Republican died of brain cancer last August. Let it come out, let people see it. That's President Trump's response when asked today about Robert Mueller's upcoming final report. Trump told reporters he doesn't know when the Mueller report will be finalized, but added that he looks forward to seeing it. Trump also repeated his claim that there was no collusion between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady.
Our policy rate is in the range of neutral. The economy is growing at about trend. Inflation's close to target. Unemployment's under 3%. It's a great time for us to be patient and see how things evolve.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says economic activity has slowed, although the labor